Oh, you still have another case coming up, but...
But we have 25, 165, I believe.
They're here.
Oh, they're here?
He'll need the oath.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go back to 25-164. Case number 25-164.
Should we hold those?
Yes.
Morning.
Morning. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Detective Lieutenant Matthew Malone, Danbury Police Department.
Thank you. And a summary of your case, Detective?
Summary of the case is the appellant inaccurately filled out his application.
Do you have a summary of your defense, sir, that you'd like to make at this time?
No, just that I own that I didn't fill it out correctly, and I understand the importance to have it filled out in completion.
Thank you. Detective?
The appellant has several arrests and convictions from Arizona and Nevada between 2002 and 2012, most of which he disclosed on his application. However, he failed to disclose a domestic violence arrest and conviction in Benson, Arizona in 2002. The appellant has a misdemeanor arrest and conviction for breach of peace second in Wilton, Connecticut from 2012, which he has disclosed on his application. The appellant was the subject of a temporary protective order in 2023 in Danbury, Connecticut. As such, his pistol permit at the time was revoked. However, he answered no to the question on whether or not he had had a permit revoked, and he had also answered no to the question on whether he has been the subject of a protective or restraining order within the last 5 years. At issue is the fact that the appellant failed to disclose the most serious issue, specifically the domestic violence arrest and conviction in Arizona, and that he was the subject of a temporary protective order in 2023, and that the permit was revoked, and he had voluntarily surrendered a firearm after that order was issued, due to the issuance of that order.
Questions from the board?
Just one, Lieutenant. So, he did provide a fairly lengthy history.
Correct.
And he missed one from Arizona and one from Connecticut?
One from Arizona, and the fact that he had been issued the protective order, and therefore the...
Yep, that question he answered inaccurately.
Right, but the protective order was not because of a threat with a firearm. It was due to an issue separate from any sort of violence with a firearm. But he did have a permit at the time. He said he couldn't find it, but willingly surrendered the firearms in 2023.
Was there, in 2023, was there a did you check with SLFU to see if there was a revocation in that case?
I did not.
Okay, because if he surrendered the firearm, I'm going to sort of guess there was probably a revocation involved. If he had a protective restraining order 23, there should have been a revocation.
We sent the officers out to do the firearms compliance.
Okay.
They requested the permit, the physical permit, and he said he couldn't find it.
Yep.
But there was a 22 caliber rifle that was...
Okay. So you got the request from...
From the state.
From the state. So there was a revocation then?
Yes.
Probably. And on his application, then that also was answered inaccurately, correct? Because it asks, have you ever had a permit application eligibility suspended or revoked at any time?
Correct.
No, so that also is inaccurate, correct?
Correct. Okay.
Would you like to cross-examine the detective?
No, I'm not sure, what I'm supposed to say to them or do.
Do you have any questions for him specifically, based on his testimony?
I just never had a pistol permit or anything before. I never had one, so I don't understand where they would come up with I didn't have it. When I had the restraining order, I called Danbury PD to let them know that there was a weapon that was on my application that was a friend of mine's rifle that was just left at the house. I've never had a permit or anything like that, and the reason that I haven't retrieved the item after numerous calls from officers from Danbury that they have the weapon is because I don't have a permit, so I didn't feel that I was gonna go back and pick it up.
Can I respond?
Sure.
The 2023 case when officers were sent out to perform the firearms compliance, dispatch was able to confirm a firearms permit with the permit number and the restraining order. The officer asked where the permit was.
And I even have the weapon on the...
Let him finish.
Do we have that report?
I do have the report.
No, do we have it also? Which, can you just...
The case number is 23-23173. Officer Pichardo, bottom left.
In the report, it says he has a permit?
Correct. And he informed the officer he does not know where it is. And dispatch informed the officer and gives the permit number.
But you didn't check to see if that permit number was a valid permit number issued to the appellant?
I did not contact the state to verify this particular number.
Thank you.
It's a weird permit number.
They're usually not in that format?
No, I don't know what the SLWR.
State license. Interesting.
I just never have one.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's why I was just asking. I was trying to...
Of course.
Is it possible the gun was registered or something? State license and registered? I'm just guessing on that. Rather than a pistol permit?
It was an older 22 long rifle that I was going to purchase a couple years back from a friend of mine, and he since has passed away. And the gun was in the closet, and my ex at the time knew it was there. And that's why it was put on the restraining order. But I did call right away as soon as I was given the paperwork.
So the state was aware that you had the firearm in your possession?
No.
No?
No. I didn't. It wasn't even mine. It was a friend of mine's, and it was just in my possession.
So you were forthcoming and said, I have this firearm.
Correct.
I know I'm the subject of this order.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I want to comply.
Correct.
I'm not supposed to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. And when the officer showed up, I had the weapon on the picnic table. I put my hands up, and I walked over to him and everything. Yep.
We try to clarify, did he have a permit? I mean, he said he never had a permit. You're saying
I would have to,
he did,
I would have to clarify the history with the state licensing.
So you don't know right now?
I do not. But I assume since we're here, he doesn't hold one.
No, I know that. But
yeah.
Part of the thing is he failed to disclose that his permit had been revoked.
Right, at
and
the
if
time,
he never had one, his answer on the application is truthful.
Right, yeah.
Fair argument.
It's not an argument, it's just trying to get the, you know, the facts.
It's a mystery.
Any other questions from the board?
So just putting that one aside, the revocation, what is inaccurate on the application?
Just failure to report the domestic arrest in Arizona in 2002, which I believe resulted in a conviction and a fine.
I pled guilty. I was young. If I did it. I still own anything that I do.
Okay, before you go into that, so that was not disclosed.
Correct.
And the restraining order was not disclosed?
Correct. The restraining order...
Or was it a protective order?
The protective order.
The protective order, the only reason it was not accurate on the application was because he did check no to has your permit been suspended. Perhaps not knowing that he had a permit or didn't have a permit, but there was an active protective order. I'm sorry, restraining order.
But which he did disclose.
Which he did disclose and comply with when surrendering firearm.
No, just back up though, but on the application,
right.
he checked no to the question regarding a protective restraining order, yet he didn't list that as required, correct?
Let me just double check here. That protective order, there was a violation of protective order that was nollied, so I don't think he would.
But when was that issued?
No, he would have to disclose that.
Yeah, when was the protective order issued?
Within 5 years.
2023.
Yeah, so regardless of that case, he still was supposed to issue, still supposed to check yes and try and give details.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just another. I don't want to be too nitpicky, but you said something about it didn't involve violence. The protective order didn't involve violence.
The protective order, from what I understand, did not result. It was a restraining order. It was not a result of a criminal arrest.
We just all agreed it was a protective order. Is it a protective order or a restraining order?
Restraining.
Okay. And did it involve threatened use of physical violence against another person?
I don't have any, because it wasn't a police report. I believe that the person applying for it, it was.
Can I speak on that?
Well, in a second. I just want to see. It's the issuing authority's case. You see what information he has.
I don't have the. All I have is that there was one issued and it was violated, and that case was nollied.
Okay, but as far as the truthfulness of the application, if there's a restraining order that does not involve the threatened use of physical force against another person, he would not have to disclose that.
Correct.
But you don't know if it did.
I do not know.
Okay.
But I would add that if it did, I would assume that whoever was applying for that would also come to the police department and make a report as it was a crime.
Okay, did they?
No.
All right, so we'll see from the appellant. That
story. So regarding the
we'll see from you in a second when it's your turn. I know you wanted to get that.
And you don't have any questions for him, for the detective?
No.
Okay. Questions from the board? Now it's your turn.
Okay. So regarding the restraining order, it was a bad divorce, me and my ex, and she ended up staying at her mom with the children. She got the order. She wanted me out of the house. It was basically about 6 months after she had filed for the divorce. I was still at the house and we were arguing. As far as I remember, I had told her to get in a car and go drive off a cliff. I said it in front of my daughter. I shouldn't have done that. From what I understand, she went to the school. Told the counselor that I had said that, and they had pushed for the restraining order. So my ex went and filed for the restraining order. It was a temporary one. I believe it was on like a Thursday. I was still at the house on Friday. I believe that was when I turned over the weapon to Danbury Police. Found out that the restraining order was for the house, not just them, because I thought it was against her and the kids. That's why I was still at the house. Come to find out, it was for the house. Saturday, the whole town of Danbury showed up, probably like 10, 15 cars showed up. I had just pulled in because I was out looking for an apartment. I pulled in and the whole driveway and she was there, and they told me that the restraining order was for the property, and they took me into custody. I paid, it was a $100 bond, you know, cash bond that I had to pay, and I was out within the hour. Went to court on Monday morning, and it was dismissed. The judge asked her if she felt threatened in any way, anything, any issues. There was no issue. She wasn't threatened, and it was dismissed.
Detective, would you like to cross-examine now?
Since the incidents in 2023, have you had any other interactions with Danbury Police Department?
I was pulled over for fictitious plates. I ordered license plates that were black license plates. And I was pulled over for that. I received a misdemeanor for that. I did have the actual license plates, so I put them back on the vehicle. Went to court. The prosecutor asked me if I still had them. I said no. That was you know, it was it. They dismissed that, and then they got me for window tints. I paid a $50 fine, and that's all that I have from Danbury.
Was there another interaction you had that did not result in arrest, but maybe an interview?
Another issue with window tints, possibly?
No.
No.
I have a report from 2025 in September regarding you, the ex, and the child.
Oh, okay. So, going back to the divorce was bad again. I'll say that again. I have visitation with my kids. My son has special needs. He has Down syndrome. He's 6 years old, and he was in the back seat of the car, and he's strong enough that he can pull a harness down that goes across his chest, and he gets his arm out, and he was pounding at his sister that was sitting next to him. I pulled over, fixed him back up, put them all back together, and he was still wanting to do that. So he was just hitting on her, trying to get to her. I didn't think anything of it. It was probably about 3 days later, I was at work, and one of Danbury officers, I don't know if it was a detective or what, but had contacted me at work to let me know that there was a, a complaint filed against me by my ex for abuse towards my son. And he asked me about it, and I had explained to him what had happened, and he had also, you know, agreed that it was probably from the seatbelt where he was moving around, you know, he got a little red mark on there. He advised me that they were gonna, you know, have to call DCF, and I said, you know, you guys do what you have to do, and DCF never followed up.
So you were never arrested?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nope. And he even said he was just gonna follow the report, and that's where we're at with that.
And as far as if you were to attain a pistol permit, what would the purpose of it be for other than?
So I'm looking to change career over towards like executive protection. I'm in security now. I've been in security since 2011. I have done protection for talent for TV shows down in Stanford that I'm currently employed in. And I'm just looking to, you know, go a different route possibly for armed protection and recreational use.
No further questions.
What town do you live in now?
I live in Danbury.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Sure.
Tell me about the fake license plates. We kind of glossed over that whole thing.
Okay. So basically, it just looked nice. My car is Summit white. I have my windshields. My windows tinted all the way around. And I was just like, I saw it on Instagram.
But what was it? Were they different numbers?
No, it was identical to my license plate. So I had them made, custom made online. They were black, and then the lettering was white.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a black cover that goes over my license plates. It's just for looks. But
yeah, can't do either of those. You can't correct. Cover them, and you can't,
correct.
You can't
yes,
make, up
correct.
Your, make up your own.
Yeah.
Unless you're a prisoner.
right. No, it's just for looks, but.
All right, so you weren't, when you said that to me, I thought, okay, you're putting different plates
no,
on
no,
to
no,
go,
I
through,
did too.
Go through the tolls.
Yeah. No, I had them custom made like that, to look so. Just like a Connecticut plate, except the background was black.
How long did you get away with it for?
6 months.
Pretty bad.
It was one of the traffic units in Danbury that got me on that.
Other questions?
So what is the status of the relationship with your... You're divorced?
I am divorced.
What is the status of the relationship now as far as how's the relationship? How do you do, what's the status of
custody
and things like that?
So right now I get my daughter on 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and then any day during the week I can have her for up to 3 hours. Just my work schedule is crazy, so whatever that works out with. Since the incident in September, I believe, she hasn't allowed me to have my son. which is just her doing. I've just been in and out of court with her for the divorce, and even after that, I'm just playing the game right now with her with that. I do have a modification for my support and for my visitation to get them longer, to have them for overnights every other week. But as far as with her, we communicate on the Talking Parenting app.
Okay.
And she drops them off, you know, to me, and I pick them up, and it's civil.
Okay.
You know, less is more.
Yep. Do you have the, and right now, do you have the like the blue security card for unarmed
security?
No, I
don't. No.
Okay.
Well, I do have a security card.
Yeah, for the unarmed.
For unarmed, yes.
That's right, yeah. You
yes,
do have that.
I do.
Okay.
Any other questions?
The domestic and violence arrest and conviction in Arizona in 2002, did that involve the same person?
No.
No,
that was one of my exes. I was married to her at the time, and she has since passed away.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like to make a final statement?
Just that I understand how severe it was that I didn't disclose the charges on the application. I understand the importance of that I should have, and I take full responsibility for that. And I want to thank you guys for your time today.
All right, I'm going to ask a question. Sure. Why didn't you disclose it?
So 22 years ago, it just slipped my mind. It was so long ago. Even some of the ones that I did disclose, I didn't even remember those ones. It was just that long ago. I did go onto the court records and online to look for the cases, you know, that I did put down, and it never showed up on there, so it didn't click until I got the denial, and I was like, okay, I remember that one now.
All right, so that's the question. Did you intentionally not disclose
Absolutely
that to
not.
Hide it from the issuing authority?
No.
Anything else? Do you have a final statement you'd like to make?
Just that I hope that you you guys reconsider, you know, the denial, and hopefully I'd be able to be allowed to get a permit.
Detective?
I have no statement.
Okay.
So this is a denial by the Danbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to report domestic violence arrest that resulted in a conviction from Arizona in 2002 on his application. The appellant testified he never has had a Connecticut pistol permit, so he did, and that can't be verified. Sort of take him as a word that. So he was not obligated to check. Yes, it had one that had been revoked. We don't have any evidence to the contrary with that. Regarding the question regarding the protective restraining order, the appellant stated, there seems to be a question whether there is violence or threat of violence in that. Whether he should have disclosed that. And I'm going to sort of guess that he was arrested for violation of that. I'm sure it was then extended or continued. So I don't know if that. I sort of feel that should have been disclosed in that case, but. The police department brought up two other incidents. One was he got pinched for fictitious plates. It seems that was more of a decorative and bad judgment on his part. He also got a ticket for tinted windows. There was an incident in 2025 in which there was an investigation by Danbury PD on the complaint of his ex-wife regarding an injury to one of his children in common, but that appears to be was not a criminal incident at all. And he said he has a working relationship with his ex-wife.
Comments from the board?
The 2002 failure to disclose that one is somewhat troubling for me, because he does disclose other 2002 criminal activity, and certainly a domestic violence case would be a serious thing. We're talking about gun permits, even though it's a long time ago, and maybe a reason it wasn't disclosed. He's testified that he just didn't think of it. As far as the protective order, and you know, I asked about threatened use of force, and I think he said he told it to drive off a cliff. I think he should have disclosed that also. But that's another one involving domestic violence that wasn't disclosed. So. That's it.
Anything else from the board?
I find that the appellant, it appeared that he did make a real reasonable effort to list all the cases. He would have had to get these online. I doubt he remembered case numbers and docket numbers from memory for dates and courts and dispositions and everything. If it didn't show up online, I could see him missing that. So.
Moving. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Bill Overturf.
I'm going to vote with the issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
They're just the history of a lot of quirky sorts of things in here, and you know, that combined with the failure to disclose a significant thing, I will vote for the issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And chair votes for issuing authority.
That was 4-2.
Four to two. So you were not successful.